Scientific studies show that you think 50,000 thoughts per day. Other scientific studies show that you think 6,000 thoughts per day. So scientific studies, I question whether they really know the topic they're studying about, because you can get different results, oftentimes depending on who is paying for the study. But that is another topic for another day. The big thing is that whether it's 50,000 or 6,000, you still think a lot of thoughts during the day. And if you believe the yet other studies, 95% of the thoughts that you think are the same thoughts as what you thought yesterday and the day before and the day before. Most of us don't think anything new. And another study has said that 80% of these thoughts, of the 95%, or 80% of all, I don't know, 80% are negative thoughts. You're thinking about how you messed up, how you should be better, how you just, you know, your life is not going the way that you want. Negative thinking makes up 80% of your day, your waking hours. And, you know, probably the bad dreams come from your negative thoughts as well. If a scientist is out there wanting to study something else, see if there's a correlation between negative thoughts and bad dreams. I digress. The big point is that, yes, I mean, from most of us, you can kind of tell from instinct that your brain is going all the time, thinking all kinds of things, and that pretty much you are thinking the same thing, and that negative thoughts make up a big part of your day and your self-talk. So, well, and I guess the negative thoughts aren't necessarily toward yourself. You could have negative thoughts about other people. I know I certainly have a lot of negative thoughts when I am out and about driving on the roads. I have negative thoughts about where the other drivers might have learned to drive, or whether they even tried to learn at all. Negative thoughts are difficult to deal with, and they tend to give you a negative life. You know, if what you think is reflected in your life, then thinking negative is going to kind of make you a negative person, would stand to reason. There are probably no studies on that either. But you've had enough about my opinion about studies. I've been around long enough to know that studies, you know, one year coffee is good and the next year coffee is going to kill you. So back to negative thinking, your negative thoughts. How do you become positive rather than negative? And how do you learn how to think new thoughts? Well, you know, part of it is just making the decision. Making a decision to change your life is where things start. And so if you make that decision that you're going to start thinking new thoughts, you're going to stop thinking negative thoughts and think positive thoughts, you have to make the decision first and then start working, start noticing, thinking about your thinking, thinking about what you're thinking. Are you stuck in the same rut? The same thing. Have different inputs. If you want to think new thoughts, have different inputs. Listen to people you don't agree with. Listen to opinions that might challenge your beliefs. And think about, you know, sometimes it's a good exercise. If you find something that questions your beliefs, questions the things that you believe to be true, even if you go through and come to the same conclusion that everybody else out there whose opinion differ from yours, even if you come to the conclusion that they don't have any clue what they're talking about, going through the process of considering it and reevaluating why you believe what you believe is a good practice. As far as thinking positive thoughts, there are different ways you can do this. Affirmations, and cut back on the amount of social media that you watch. Cut back on the amount of news you watch. Take some of the negative inputs out of your life is a good way to start, and start looking at and thinking about positive things. Make the decision. Get started. That's the way that you change your life, and you can change your thoughts. And be careful out there. They're doing studies to show who knows what.